2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Rivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us today. We've got a lot going on. We just got done talking about some of the rumors with the Utah Jazz. Reportedly, at least, the Jazz are listening. Scott, you'd be dumb not to listen to offers. But what about the part where you actually have to not just listen to those offers, you actually have to like have your players find out that you're listening to those offers. And that's a tough thing, too, where you go, you know, we don't even want to let them find out that we have been, listening to those offers.
I think if you're a good organization, though, you talk to your players beforehand and you say, look.
You'll see your name in the papers.
You may not. You know, let's not, you know, like you said, this is a business and sometimes these things happen and blah, 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 blah. That's an Alex.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. You want my other imitation?
Yeah, what is it?
I hate the show.
I say that when Scott says says something that he shouldn't have on the radio. Boy, I hate this show. All right, so here's what we're going to do. The Olympics are around the corner. I'm so excited about the Olympics.
I'm really excited, too.
And yet, there's a little part of me that wonders if they're going to go on. Today, of course, so we found out that former Red Rocks gymnast Kara Ecker, an alternate for the gymnastics team there in Tokyo, has tested positive for COVID. Another alternate will have to, because of contact tracing, will have to sit out 8 to 14 days. And that means she's likely to miss, if she's called upon, all the Olympic Games if they go the full 2 weeks.
So you have your regular team, and that's in case someone gets injured or something happens,
right? Yeah.
And so then – your alternates are gone.
Do you fly more? Some other alternates,
or do you just like say, well, we hope
forfeit.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a part of that where you go. I bet as a coach, you're probably going, boy, that kills me. That kills us.
See, I think the women's gymnastics say we don't even need six. We'll just beat you with five.
Well, there might be a part of that too. But certainly, they're favored in the team, and of course. Yes. All-around world champion Simone Biles is not none of the do you call them starters in gymnastics? Do you call them starters?
Yeah, call them whatever you want.
I don't know. The first
she's
five,
called? She's kind of called the goat.
She is the goat, big time.
Did you see her flip flops?
No, what did
she
they?
She had the flip flops on.
And did they have goat on it?
No, it had an image of a goat on.
Yeah,
the top
see,
of the
she knows.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a swagger that you come into the Olympics with there too. Yeah.
Because they don't have shoes.
She hasn't been beaten in open competition in 8 years. So, yeah. But that's what we said about that guy that Rulon Gardner beat with the, you know, in the wrestling.
Right.
You know?
But Simone Biles might be my favorite thing to actually, I want to watch.
That you want to watch.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And she's a name you know. Because what happens is we don't know some of these names.
Right.
Until something great actually happens. But now that you have the Olympic Village, you know, of course, being on the first day, an athlete and two total in the Olympic Village tested positive for COVID. Okay, and so Team USA looks around and goes, "All right, this is exactly what we didn't want to happen." But in terms of best case scenario, if it was going to happen, a couple of alternates on the gymnastics team.
Yeah, if you're gonna have someone have it, it's right, like, have your subs.
Coco Gauff withdraws from the Olympics after she said that she has contracted COVID-19. And so, and Zach LaVine, who's the
now Coco, she also withdrew from the U.S. Open and
yes,
Wimbledon.
Yes, and so
Wimbledon.
Zach LaVine, the Chicago Bulls star, and was going to be playing for Team USA, didn't get on the flight with the team because he is in safety protocol. That status, his status for Team USA. Don't you feel like the basketball team? We just have already like just gone. You know what?
We're going to lose this year.
This is not feel we like are Team USA's deal.
I know. We're going to lose the basketball thing. And you watched the Dream Team in 92. Those guys cared. They were like, man, I want to represent my country. And these were like 11 of the 12 players, as they used to say, 11 of us and the college kid.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they were Hall of Famers. I mean, some of the greatest basketball
They were like
players.
Already Hall of Famers.
I mean,
yeah,
these were as big a prima donnas as you could potentially have. And they all wanted to play on the Olympics. It meant something to them.
What was interesting about that team, that 1992 Dream Team, is that if you had to replace some of those guys, you might put a Kobe Bryant on the team. You might put LeBron to replace somebody. You know, I'd be okay replacing like a Chris Mullin.
Right.
You know, no offense to Chris Mullin, but I mean, like, you know.
But, yeah.
And Christian Laettner, you know, if you had to keep.
Well, you had to have a call.
You had to keep
I mean,
one,
he
right?
won two national
he
championships.
He did. He was like, he, for sure.
I mean, because there was a big controversy. It was either him or Shaq.
Right, and Shaq didn't get it, obviously. So, but Shaq would replace somebody now, probably.
I would think so.
So I'm trying to think of like that Team USA, that Dream Team. Who you would take off of that Dream Team, and who would you replace them with? That's a question right there. Oh. That's a really good question right there. I'm gonna go look at the roster. I'm gonna roll the roster down.
Well, I can tell you, the
and
roster.
You start burning.
You got
you,
Patrick Ewing.
I know. Okay.
You got Clyde Drexler.
Okay.
You have David Robinson. You have Charles Barkley,
okay.
Karl Malone, John okay. Stockton,
got it.
Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan,
okay.
Magic Johnson, Larry Bird,
got it.
Christian Laettner, and there's one more.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the last?
Did
one?
You already say Chris Mullin?
And Chris Mullin. No, see, I forgot him.
All right, so Chris
know.
Mullin, I think, goes right.
Yes,
you have to keep a college kid. You have to, so you can't just take Christian Laettner off.
No.
Do you keep David Robinson in place of Shaquille O'Neal? Does Shaquille O'Neal, in his height of power, does he replace David Robinson?
No, I'll tell you who I think I'd replace
Patrick Ewing.
Ewing? He was
4 years older than David Robinson at that point.
Patrick was?
Yes.
I would put Shaquille
you put
in place
Shaq
of, yeah.
For Patrick Ewing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to write
young
you down.
Shaq.
I'm going to write you down for replacing Larry Bird. You going to replace Larry Bird? Larry Bird was 35 and a half.
Larry Bird was
a little older.
Well, Larry Bird was a sentimental pick. I mean, serious.
Yes.
I mean, as far as his capabilities at that time,
okay.
He couldn't hardly walk.
Chris Mullin, I'll give you an easy one because Chris Mullin, he's off the team.
Yeah.
He was a Golden State Warrior. You replace him with Steph Curry. Boom.
Are you talking about all-time, all-time?
Yes, I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh.
Because now, but like I said, I wouldn't replace most of these guys. I wouldn't replace most of them.
I would replace.
Chris Mullin, maybe Clyde Drexler. Although he was, I mean, Clyde the Glide was as good as anybody at that
yeah.
point.
Maybe Scottie Pippen.
Uh-oh. Now we're stirring the pot here. Scottie Pippen's like, I think everybody else wanted to replace Michael Jordan.
Well, actually, Scottie Pippen said, he says, I didn't really belong on the team, but I wasn't going to tell anybody.
Yeah, that. Of course. Okay, so Scottie Pippen maybe goes. Larry Bird, an older Larry Bird?
I'll tell you who I would replace, either Larry Bird.
But you got to pick somebody to replace him with.
Well, if you're in your prime, I'm not going to pick
okay.
against Bird. I would take LeBron James over Scottie Pippen.
I would take Clyde Drexler off the list. and I'd replace him with Kobe Bryant. Yeah. In terms of a shooting guard.
I could do that.
Yeah. And Chris Mullin is your replaced by
Chris Mullin, replace him with Kobe Bryant.
Keep Clyde Drexler
on the team.
But I got to get Steph Curry on this team. All right, we'll come back. These are all things we could talk about. Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out here. I'll also go over some of these point totals you may have forgotten in some of these games that they had back in 92.
No.
All right. We'll come back. We have our MVPs around the corner. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.